live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Glenn Jones.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, pupils at a local school have come up with their own active challenges to raise money for their brand new nurture group that's going to be starting later this year. Amy Stellman's from a PTFA at Fenderton Primary School. Afternoon, Amy.
Hello.
Good to speak to you. Amy, what's a nurture group? What's this all about?
Yeah, thank you. So the nurture group is going to be set up in September. It's basically providing a new sort of space for children to help with all their extra needs that they've all had as a result of this really sort of, you know, very difficult year with the pandemic. It will provide a safe space for children who might be overwhelmed in the classroom, and it will not only help children with special educational needs, but also the kids that might be dealing with extra difficulties with social and emotional and mental well-being.
I mean, it must have been a difficult period, well, for everyone, but particularly if you're going through school and suddenly you had to spend all that time without your mates over the last year, all your out-of-school groups finish. How much of an effect has it had on the pupils at Fenderton?
Definitely. I mean, we were all so pleased to finally sort of get back to school, but obviously there's all these challenges of the extended break and, yeah, not seeing your friends. We've seen, like, it's had a very, very detrimental effect on a lot of children's mental health. So we've been putting things in place to provide extra assistance with that. But just generally, I think, you know, children who are a bit overwhelmed will do better in these smaller groups, focusing on activities that will help them express themselves, especially with their emotions, and sort of modelling the behaviours that we would like to see in school. I mean, you know, if we think about the reception class that are coming up, they've had a year without all the normal preschool activities as well. So we need to have extra things in place for them.
Yeah, sort of get them used to the school environment, because it's something they won't have known before.
Exactly. So all the normal challenges of starting a new school and reception are just amplified now with this long period and without all these normal activities. And the kids are really keen to, like, get behind it. I think it will benefit everybody. It will benefit the teachers because they'll have time, you know, in a more small group. And as I say, it won't only help with their learning and their academic side of it, but it will holistically help, you know, the whole school, really. So we're really excited about it.
Well, I can tell the kids are excited because they've come up with their own challenges. We'll get to that in a moment, but first, tell me, where will the money go? How will it be used to set up this group?
So the main things we'd like to do is increase the outdoor play activities that we have so that we can do more in smaller groups, because of obviously we need the need to keep in your bubbles and, you know, if children need to be isolating from different classes and things like that. So we're increasing, like, the fun activities outside in small groups. We'd like to have a lot of role play equipment, you know, so, like, we'd like to build a thing for children to put on plays, and lots of role play, Lego, you know, things like that, helping them with their imagination and expressing their emotions. So it's all about getting the resources in place to start it off in September.
Well, you need this money to get started, and the kids have come up with these ideas of active challenges. I'm going to do my own active challenge. I am probably the least fit person here at Cambridge 105 Radio, but if it helps someone donate to a cause, I'm going to spend the rest of this interview doing star jumps. So by the end of this, I'm going to sound pretty blinking out of breath. But here we go. I'm doing my star jumps, so tell me what sort of challenges youngsters at Fenderton have come up with and set themselves.
So you're joining the Zogs, who are doing star jumps for the whole of June. There was Paddington's were doing a mile a day.
Yes.
And we had obstacle course, netball passing, laps of the wellbeing trail that we've already started. The teachers are doing hula hooping. I feel like I need to shout over the star jumps. And then kids are doing a dance-a-thon, which goes on all for the whole month. So yeah, everyone at home can get involved. You can do your own challenge, or you can get online and look at the sponsorship. So if you look at our Twitter page, which is Fenditton PS, Yes. And the details are on our Facebook page, which is Fenditon Primary School PTFA. We've got all the details of how you can sponsor us online, and you can set up your own sponsorship page for like yourself with your star jumps. I'm looking forward to seeing you on there as well.
Absolutely. So can I call myself an honorary Zog for the day?
Definitely. Anyone who doesn't want to do their own challenges, the head teacher is so impressed with everyone's efforts that he's been such a good sport, and he's actually agreed to do the hula hoop challenge if we do reach our fundraising target. So if that's not an incentive to get involved, then I don't know what is.
That's a great incentive. Sorry.
Definitely. Are you okay?
To get him involved. Yeah, just about. You must be so proud of all the youngsters at the school coming up with these fantastic ideas.
Yeah, we're really, really proud. I mean, this week is the Youth Sport Trust are doing National School Sports Week, so actually it's been a great incentive for them. Sport really brings everyone together. We did a sports challenge in lockdown so we could all participate at home. Yes. And this is just an extension so they can participate in their classes. It's all COVID safe, but because we're all striving for this common goal, it is really bringing us and hopefully the whole community together.
And as you say, the staff are getting involved too. This sounds brilliant. So, if people want to donate, maybe they're listening right now and thinking, Glenn's getting really out of breath doing all them star jumps. Is there a way they can do it? Maybe lob a couple of quid your way for star jumps I'm doing now, or maybe another of class activities as taken their fancy that you've mentioned, Amy?
Yes, please. That would be amazing. Keep going with your star jump. So if you want to donate, so the details of the online donation can be found on Twitter. That's Ben Ditton PS, P for primary school.
Yes.
Or on our Facebook page, which is Ben Ditton Primary School PTFA. And all the details can be found there for you to send us lots of lovely money. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Jess. Fenditon PS on Twitter or Fenditon PTFA on Facebook.
Thanks so much to everyone who's already supported.
Thank you very much. That's Amy Stillman from a PTFA at Fenditon Primary School. I'm out of breath. Would you
have a sit down?
I think I might do. I'm going to play a record, but I'm too out of breath to introduce it. Can you introduce the Spice Girls for me, Amy?
Oh, no, I don't think I can.
Oh, no. OK, this is the Spice Girls, and quite aptly, stop.